Hi there, this is John Ferrara. Thank you for joining me on today's broadcast of Startup Nation World. Today we're talking about what a successful politician looks like. You know, around the world, we've seen amazing political leaders who has been able to bridge the gap and transcend time with tremendous policies, innovative agendas, all in the name of, you know, pushing the collective perspective of a culture, of a nation forward. In the midst of what it is that we have today, what really makes anybody successful is how much of impact you have on the income per capita of every citizen in Nigeria. What makes you a successful politician is how much of impact you have on the vulnerable, people that cannot afford to have access to the hospitals or have access to healthcare or have access to the basic health need that they could have been given, you know. So for you to be a successful politician is to be able to bridge the gap between all classes of society. At the same time, understanding that the law or the purpose that guides office or relevance is for you to protect the vulnerable, be it senior citizens, be it very young ones who are coming into the society to be adapted as a workforce or as Nigerian citizens who create value. So that is why I say we need a social security system. I am in support of social security system whereby all the data, all identification data that we have from BVN, VNIN, and this applies to any nation in the world you're listening to. If it already exists in your nation, you would agree with me that social security was the reason why you could meet the need of every citizen during COVID. With social security, you know who is an elite, you know who needs help, you know who is vulnerable, you know who needs the assistance of the government to make their lives better. Because as fantastic as having massive or big ideas is, if it doesn't affect the life of every citizen or the ratio is, if it doesn't affect over 80% of the citizens, then I don't think you're doing well or you're a successful politician. And why I said this is this: no policy, and I repeat, can address 100% of your need. No constitution can address, or is perfect actually. So the whole idea of having a legislative or parliamentary system is to evolve our constitution to today's need, to be able to meet need. Because what's happening, the agitation we're having is that people are pressing for an improved experience of governance. While levels of leadership in the past are adamant that this is the way we know how to do it. So we've seen the old fight the new. We've seen, you know, across all walks of life, actually, we've seen the idea that we see ourselves as strength. We don't see ourselves as a consolidated force. For instance, you know, as much as we want to critique the old, be careful not to become what you criticize. I say this often. Sometimes in the bid to become or to become your aspirations or become your ambition, you become what it is that you criticize. Check through history, understand trends. In a bid to create that in which you want to change, or probably with patriotic zeal and all of that, be careful not to become that in which you are against. We've seen it happen several times, whereby that's why I've never been supportive of breaking our nation into different areas, because what will happen is that people who want to seek control of those nations or regions will go about seeking the control of that nations. The real solution is about getting the whole nation on one idea that Nigeria is greater than any one of us. Number two, that Nigeria can take care of every one of us. And should you choose to go outside of the four walls of Nigeria, your obligation is to ensure that you are an ambassador of what it is that New Nigeria represents. And I keep saying this because we're going through a season of fulfillment of prophecy. I won't say just prophecy, because I really do believe that at every time in history, there's a purpose for every nation. We've seen xenophobia happen to Nigeria. We've seen high levels of crime. We've seen high levels of issues at an all-time peak rate. That tells you that you have gotten to the peak of the old systems and structures. So instead of the old to fight the new, it should be about adapting innovative ideas to make the old better, or to be able to create the new rather. And I say this because we need all hands on deck for us to have a new nation. We need to welcome ideas. We need to rub minds together. We need to begin to think like a collective that wants to get things done. To place ourselves, to place our nation before our interests and all of that. A successful politician will get elected and transform the narrative of the nation from what it used to be to a much better state, even when they don't see such possibilities. A visionary is someone who knows the way and takes you with them to accomplish that in which they see. And most times, leaders are burdened with the fact that others don't see what they see. They only see from a limited perspective, because human need is always after food, shelter, housing. Maslow's hierarchy law, right? And I believe government is about providing the basic need for people to be their highest selves in the interest of the nation. So I want to use this moment to appeal to all political leaders, all, whether young, old, mid-age, that it is in the interest of the collective for us to have a nation that works for all. A nation where everybody feels safe in their home. A nation where things work together for the good of every citizens. A nation whereby we have infrastructure that works for all. For instance, now, my home nation has no business with lack of free education. Every kid needs to have free education, can have free education to university level, because we are blessed with tremendous resources to make it happen for us. Look at Dubai, Singapore. Dubai only has one resources. Singapore has been able to harness just commerce and production to the point whereby all their needs are met. They become a first world nation. So I can say that we wasted the most of the last 60 years. We evolved into our worst selves. But we have another opportunity to create another 60 years of national development, another 60 years of great strides, of becoming a nation where everyone else can be proud of. And the greatest honor for anybody is to be an elected official that Erad saw transformation. So, as we all know, in an election, not everybody can win, or not everybody will be tagged winners because of how elections work, which is vox populi vox dei. The voice of the people is the voice of God. Or I'll put it this way, the voice of the people that vote is the voice of God. You know? So, in essence, successful politicians understand the meaning of legacy. So, they do things that affect all walks of generations, all classes, all strata of society, to ensure that everyone feels inclusive. In as much as you've had debates in first world nations, the challenges of a first world nation is different from a third world nation. Our own challenges is development in the third world nation. In a first world nation, what they are debating is issues that pertain to families, issues that pertain to daily living, improved welfare, and all of that. That's it, basically. Job creation and all of that. So the big question is this. I'll give you a scenario. I recently proposed to the President of the United States, I probably pushed an idea around the idea of abortion. And I said to him, one of the best ways you can say you want to treat this and everyone will be happy is this. We need to have a society that is responsible for pregnancy. So if you know that you want to be doing adulting things, there's protection. There are other means to protect yourself from bringing unwanted pregnancies into existence. And there are no mystics around. Let's not be deceiving ourselves. Except from exceptions whereby maybe rape and all of that, if such cases happen, women are free, or they have freedom of choice to either terminate or keep the child. It's their own, that should be where the option is, their own choice. But around the idea of general abortions and all of that, that is where I have issues, whereby we are using lack of discipline on the part of the society to terminate the lives of kids that did not ask for your permission before you brought them to life. Do you get the point? So, I just want you to know this now. It is important for us to understand that everyone matters. Everyone matters. Everyone matters. And for instance, in Nigeria now, what we need is policy revolution. We need a new constitution. We need to change our system of accountability of governance. We need to ensure that every arm of government is accountable to a board. We also need to ensure that the interest of every state, every tribe and tongue is passed across through membership of the board and addressed to the presidency. Either via and the Senate too, or the legislative, also has a responsibility to keep evolving our constitution or keep addressing the needs of society by keeping the executive in check every single time. We are all human beings. That's why it's important to document things. It's important to document things. It's important to keep data. We need data-driven governance that understand who and who have needs for what and what. Otherwise, what you end up having is you think you are doing well, but you're not solving the problems of people that put you there. We need to understand who needs or what needs are to be addressed. For instance, there's been a problem that has been hovering over my own nation, whereby people move items, containers from ports, and they don't use safety belts for the container, and you shouldn't kill people several times. And those things need to be looked into. Let no container leave the port without having safety belts. In sinner climb or developed climb, that's what happens. value for human lives is the essence of government. So moving forward, as many people that will get elected, it is a food for thought. It is God that gives power. It is God that grants anybody's request to have access to any seat. If something is yours, it's yours. What I'm saying right now is that ensure that when you get a seat of power, don't use that power to smite the vulnerable. Use the power to empower the vulnerable. Use it to also administer to the needs of all class of society. The elite, the middle class, the vulnerable people in the society that need some hedge, some unfair advantage to have their dreams get achieved. And be a listening ear to the people, listen to the pulse of the people, listen to the basic need of the people. Because when you meet their basic need, every other thing that you achieve is added advantage to them. Then they can see you in a very good light. So if you achieve everything you achieved on empty stomachs, or the people having a very bad personal economy, you are not going to be liked. So as much as you want to improve your national economy, let the indices of national economy impact income per capita, which is the personal economy of everybody. So here's me wishing you a very, very successful elections in Nigeria. And for those listening across the world, I am so grateful for you, and you don't make this worth it. And thank you so much. We stand with Ukraine. We stand with Turkey, despite the hurricane and other parts of the world that have suffered earthquake rather, in the past couple of weeks. I think in a number of other area nations have been hit by earthquake, and some part of the US has been hit by hurricane earlier this year. We stand with you, and we hope that in all those nations we remain united as one world, which is paramount. Thank you so much. Remember, I said, to be a successful politician, value for human lives. Meet basic needs. Build infrastructures that aid basic needs, that improves the quality of lives of the citizens. Provide leverage for citizens to become all they could be in terms of personal economy, income per capita, in terms of empowering the next generation with the right resources and tools to be able to handle the baton of leadership, as well as equipping Generation Next with the right education, the best education that they can find. I mean, we need to review our educational system, especially in Africa, whereby you integrate technical skills into education, you integrate sports into education. Some people are fantastic in sport and not fantastic in academics. Some people are fantastic in technical skills, but not fantastic in academics. So it doesn't make them relics. It doesn't make them not useful in our world. We need to appreciate everybody with their areas of specialty, you know, and make education about life, not just about a process that people go through. Let it be about life, like people being able to solve real life problems when they leave the four walls of educational institutions. So I'm glad we're seeing that idea broken by online institutions providing basic tools or information to equip people to be relevant to today's world. So be prepared for the opportunities that you seek. The leadership is a huge responsibility. It's about lives of people. It's about entrusting the lives of millions of people into your hands. So if you want to lead, you've got to be ready to pay the price of leadership. Leadership has a price, which is you be there to serve. You put others first before you. So wherever you are lead. If you're in business lead, if you're in government lead, if you're in civil society lead, if you, whatever it is you find yourself doing lead, if you're in family lead. So thank you so much for listening, and I hope to have your attention again next week. Thank you so much. Your presence means a lot.